Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years. With 7 cafes and drive through locations throughout Juno, more at heritagecoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest today is Jenny Strumfeld. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. Jenny, would you please introduce yourself to our listeners?
Yeah, my name is Jenny Strumfeld. In my day job, I'm a middle school teacher for the Juno Community Charter School, but I enjoy teaching yoga. I teach a class at Rainforest Yoga. I've also done some volunteer work through Juno Douglas Cross Country and Link Canal Running Camp. So I did some teacher, like a middle school invited me, another middle school invited me in to do some staff, you know, self-care. So I like to volunteer, but my only weekly yoga class right now is through Rainforest.
Got it. Tell me a little bit about how you got into yoga, how long you've been practicing and teaching it.
All right. So probably in my mid-20s, I love to run. I've always been an athlete, a swimmer, hiker. And I just noticed that, you know, the aches of, you know, after a 15-mile run. So I wanted to started to explore ways to take care of my body kind of off the trails. And then at the same time, I started the MAT program, a master's program that was very demanding. And I was in the public school full time for the first time. So I was also looking for some kind of spiritual outlet. So it was like a combination of this physical, like caring for my body, as well as a spiritual caring. And that was so 20, about now that's like 26 or 27 years ago.
I'm glad you mentioned both like the physical and maybe the more spiritual, or maybe even someone would say mental benefits, mental health benefits. We're going to come back to that. But I also wanted to ask, how have you stayed connected to the practice since we've been hunkering down?
In the past, maybe let's say, so my practice has taken lots of turns and spins and has evolved in many ways. And I would say probably in the last 5 years, my practice has become a lot more sort of flexible. So I have blocks and mats, but right, no pun intended, but not right. Like this notion of like, I don't have to come to my mat. I have like mats all over the house. I have bricks. In fact, I was just like, before you called, I have the little container, it's not so little, of laundry detergent, the Costco that has the handle. Mm-hmm. And so I was like swinging that around. I was doing little squats. So what helps me is, I mean, yes, I have my mat in my room that I come to often, and I have, but I try to stay open, like, oh, I'm going to do a downward dog against the countertop. Like I have kept it, or I've nurtured a playfulness that, sort of given myself the space to do it that doesn't have to look a certain way. And that's really helped me to sort of maintain, to maintain and to not feel this sense of urgency if I don't get to the quote unquote mat.
Yeah, it sounds like you take sort of an intuitive approach, like what does my body want right now?
Mm-hmm.
Wherever I'm
totally
at. And that
totally
probably has been home most of the time.
Well, and it's also it's very embarrassing for my kids at times because I'll like go and do a handstand in the middle of the room, or I'm stretching at, you know, a school event or so. But yes, it's pretty fun.
It also sounds like you do have a designated space for your practice too, a room
yes.
with your mat that is all set
yep.
up with your yoga, yoga
yep.
accessories.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds nice. So what's been complicated or challenging or even fun about practicing yoga? I'm guessing mostly alone or only at home at least. Have there been things you liked about practicing solo or didn't like?
You know, I'm the kind of person, and like I gravitate towards the solo. So, though for me, say for so for me, it hasn't been as my mindset has changed, say over the last 5 to 7 years, and not that's notion of having to be this do this formal looking practice. It's actually been a lot easier for me to practice. One struggle though I have had was initially I didn't want to do any Zoom classes, right? That idea of like reaching out through the computer. But I am connected to, I have a membership at an online studio, and the woman there started doing Zoom classes, and I was like, wow, I could do that. And I was just watching how she set up and how she organized and the cues, and I'm like, so being able to establish myself as an online teacher, that kind of was initially a struggle, but I feel like I'm working through that because there are community members who I think are appreciative that it exists right now. It's accessible. So that's, I guess that's been a struggle, but I'm overcoming that in some capacity.
It's
So.
yeah, I've been thinking a lot about how as the world reopens, I do think a lot of people will still want some online options too. And that we're kind of entering a new phase where you can get a lot more online than maybe you could before. But so with all these different options, and then yoga itself is very diverse within the practice. There's so many different kinds of of yoga, so many different, ways to do it. So I just kind of wanted to ask you, the expert, to talk about a couple of different paths, I guess. So what would you recommend for people who are looking to get more physical benefits out of their yoga practice?
You mean like a specific practice or a teacher?
I
Are
guess
you?
either or both, but what I was thinking of is somebody who is coming to yoga maybe to focus on strength, building strength, building flexibility, even weight loss.
Right, like something that I do in my practice that would support that.
Sure, or maybe a specific kind of yoga that you would recommend. I know Ashtanga is
So
a little bit
it's
more
right.
aerobic.
So my practice started sort of very traditionally with the Iyengar methodology, which is very much connected to alignment. And I did that for many years. And then it's sort of, and then I started doing forest yoga, and she's very much centered on breath work and more of the spiritual emotional piece while building strength. And she took sort of that Iyengar practice and the Ashtangi practice. I don't know what she would originally call her practice, but so she started to modify postures and started to, like introduce this notion of core practice, right? And so I became inspired. I don't so much practice forest, quote unquote, but I'm very much inspired by her way of taking the postures and sort of changing them up, right? Not having to be fixed on this traditional looking posture. And then from there, I was introduced to teachers that brought in sort of the therapeutic, because I'm a runner and I'm a skier, right? And so in my practice right now, I do some of those sort of like comforting triangle and warriors, but I also do a lot of like squats. I do like deadlifts with like a very light weight. I do a lot of balancing where I'm crossing the midline. Very playful, sometimes I'll do, like this half, it's what is it called? It's like this roll from the floor, and you come up to standing, like without using your hands. So, even things like in my class online or in the studio, will be I'll say, let's stand up and go to the floor 10 different ways, right? For one to add variation, and then, yeah, so that's just, thinking about building strength or building sort of novelty, right, into your practice. You can take simple things and repeat them or vary them, or like sometimes if I'm outside and I'm stand on a stump, and I will step down from that in as controlled a way as I can, and then try to lift myself back up, right? And just go through those motions of being very controlled in how I, like just walking down a stair, right? A stairwell. But, you know, I'll add variation to that, make it higher or lower, or in the garden, you can have a lot of fun in the garden.
I'm picturing some like swan poses and tree poses.
Totally.
And digging.
And you have to let go of yourself a bit. But that's why, like, if you do it in your own quiet corner, you know, it just it allows you to let go, and no one's watching you, and just have fun in your body. And I think that fosters like a physical wellness as well as a spiritual wellness.
Yeah, and so that was the other side of that question. Is there a certain type of yoga or movements within the practice that you feel are more beneficial for mental health, for someone who's looking to, mm-hmm. not be sedentary necessarily, but also who wants to quiet the mind and maybe release tension even?
Mm-hmm. So simple things like, legs up the wall is a very nice way to get just a very gentle inversion. And you can just kind of scooch your buttocks towards the wall. It's actually, you know, you kind of go in on your side and then you slide your legs up the wall. You can put something underneath your pelvis to get a little bit more of a lift. Gentle twists, you know, even sitting in a chair and turning, like you're holding onto the back of the chair, turning one way and then turning the other way. Laying on your back, drawing your knees in towards your chest is very grounding. I also do lots of variations with downward dogs. So I'll do it like my kitchen countertop when I'm waiting for my water to boil in the morning. I'll put my hands on the counter, send my buttocks behind me, and just do sort of like this half downward dog. It's like an L. if you can imagine that. I take my feet on the stairwell. I just drop down into my heels so I can stretch my calves. Sometimes that can relieve tension throughout the whole body, right? If your calves are tight. Mm-hmm. Or I will massage my knees, like around my kneecaps. I have lots of balls around and just little things to kind of release tension throughout the leg, or even a big one I do is if I'm like watching a movie, I'll take some lotion on my hands and I'll massage my feet, and I'll try to like hold hands with my feet. It's hard at first, but once if you do it for 5 years, then, you know, you just have to give yourself a lot of time and a lot of latitude. But even just spreading the toes apart, there's like a ton you can do with your feet without really having to do much, you know, just take your socks off in the house, right? When you walk in the door, take your shoes and your socks off. So you get that sensory, awareness on your feet.
Yeah. Hey, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I was kind of getting tired of sitting while you were talking. So I stood up and now I'm up on my feet.
Nice.
Is there any little sequence you could take me through while we're for our listeners?
Sure, let's see here. Okay. So go ahead, take your feet a little bit wider than your hips.
Okay.
And just start rocking back and forth. So you bend one knee and straighten the other leg, bend one knee, straighten the other leg, and just sort of take the legs side to side. And then you can take your hips forward just gently. We're not throwing, you know, it's not meant to throw you off center. Take your hips back. Maybe get a deep breath in there. Then you could start just lifting your heels. So pressing into the ball of the big toe and feeling the outer edge of the foot, the baby toe, and lifting the heels and dropping. What I like to do sometimes is drop the heels and then lift the toes. Lift the heels, drop, lift the toes. So you're kind of, your feet are like these little boats rocking. Yeah. That's also, if you don't have the mobility or the stability to do that standing, I do that when I was rehabilitating my knee. I'd sit in a chair and rock, right? The feet, toes, and heels. And then when you kind of feel like, oh, I got a good base there, you can just kind of come into a little mini squat. Yeah. Are you in your mini squat?
I'm in my mini squat.
Totally. And then like I just play, can I drop my buttocks a little bit deeper? And then I'm going to push myself back up. Maybe before I'm fully extended in the legs again, I might drop down again. Some people might be able to take their fingers to the floor or to the shins and extend the legs behind, extend the legs like into extension, you're like a forward fold. Yeah. But don't be fooled. Like you don't have to go all the way to the floor, right? Maybe today you just have your hands on your quads, right? You know, it's a progression. And then when you're ready, you can press into your feet. If your back's feeling okay, you can let your head hang super heavy and then roll up slowly. And then your head will be the last thing to come up. And then I might end that with, because it's always good to get the hands over the head, right? When we were kids, we were swinging in trees or on the monkey bars all the time. But we have lost that sort of range, many of us, right, to reach the fingertips overhead. And so, and then I'd reach through my fingers. I'd spread the thumb away from my pinky. And then relax. You feel better?
I do. I feel much better, actually. It's surprising. Like, none of that really had anything to do with, like, I've got, like, tension in my neck, like a lot of people. But it all kind of, like, none of it had to do with my neck directly, but it all made me feel better overall and made my neck feel better. It felt good to stand up and move around, honestly.
Totally. You need some people to, one of my colleagues I work with actually sets a timer to remind herself to get up and move.
Yes, you know, I do that as well.
Because we can be sedentary by nature sometimes, just by demand if we have to be.
Yes. Well, I think that throughout the course of this conversation, our listeners probably have a pretty good idea of how it would feel to be in your class, of your energy, your approach, and just your vibe. So maybe this is a good time to talk about the virtual yoga class series that you're putting on through Rainforest Yoga. So tell us
totally
about that.
So, like I said, I was a little hesitant about connecting with Zoom, but I decided to do a series. It's a 6-week series, and I am going to extend 2 weeks. So I will be teaching through the end of June, so people can just drop in. You can drop in now. Anybody can drop in on the series. The class is, in fact, I brought up my little notes when I was writing the class. So basically, I'll introduce different postures or different variations of different postures. So there'll be some things you might recognize, but some things you might not. So I like to have that variety. I also like to have familiarity for some people who like to, oh, that's child's pose. Yay. You know, like they have this connection. And then I'm also doing some, I like to build load and progression. So if like push-ups, we work on push-up progressions, doing some variations of, like, for lack of a better word, like leg lifts, right? So we're creating time. We're taking time under tension that helps build like new muscle fibers and strength. So, and keep the bone healthy, right? This load. I also like to play with crossing the midline, like for brain activity and nervous system function health. I don't know the whole dynamics of it, but I've done some reading. I like to have fun. So all of these things, we get to have fun while building strength and mobility and maybe some sense of quiet, right, in our bodies and in our brains.
Well, it all sounds pretty good. and it's also this class. Tell us when it is and what time.
It is Wednesdays. I'm doing it from 4 to, we end a little after 5 because I want to make sure we have a few minutes to do a Shavasana. Uh-huh. And all proceeds from the class for these 2 months goes to Rainforest Yoga, because it has given me so much. I want to have an opportunity to give back to the studio, because right now we're operating, our operations are limited, and the money making, right, the sustenance, the finances that keep the doors open are limited. So everything that comes in will go to Rainforest.
Okay. So does this class series have a name?
It has, yes, it's Calling All Movers.
All right. So Calling All Movers, Wednesday starting tomorrow, isn't it?
Well, it's on, it's been going.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But as of tomorrow, there are 4 more weeks.
Okay.
And people can drop in. We also do, you could make a donation. Like you don't, how do I say this? I've actually was thinking about this, because we also do pay as you can. So I was actually thinking, how do people pay as they can if there's like a set rate? But if people get in touch with me, I've been sharing the link with my listserv. And so people who've been coming to my yoga class can continue to come if they didn't pay, right? The initial for the series, you can come as a drop-in, or they have the link to come, right? Pay as you can of sorts.
All right. So
does that make sense?
Yeah. Let's just to clarify. Yeah. So it's Wednesdays. It's 4 o'clock, and I searched Rainforest Yoga online, and I found that class. There's a couple of others going on as well.
Yes, there are.
And so that looks like the best place to go if we want to sign up. And then the class itself is via Zoom. So if you sign up, you mm-hmm. get a link to the Zoom meeting.
Yep.
Okay.
That's correct. And I guess the little piece I was trying to say is if you want to come to the class and money is right now tight, you can email me directly, and my email is on the Rainforest site, and we can make that happen for you.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for all those details about the class, Calling All Movers. Good to know there's still 4 weeks left, and maybe you'll start the series again sometime after.
That's right.
Do you know what is the studio Rainforest Yoga's plan going forward? Is there going to be a slow reopening?
Well, that's a good question. I actually just pulled up our newsletter, and it will remain closed through June. There's no firm date set to reopen the studio, but I'm going to read directly. We are working toward a late summer reopening, and more details will be shared as the process unfolds.
Very good. Very good. All right. Jenny Strumfeld, and the way to reach best way to reach you is via the Rainforest Yoga website.
Mm-hmm. And and my email is up on there too, under my bio or something. Excellent. If they want to reach me personally. Great.
Well, it's been lovely to speak with you today, and thank you so much for taking me through a little standing sequence. I feel much better. I hope some people were doing that with us.
I'm so glad. All righty. Have a good day.
Yeah. It's been great talking with you, and good luck with the series and everything going forward.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.